music matters.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well this morning. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning, my friend. How's it going there in the...
Yeah, all right.
Just, house of babes. Babies rather than babes, not like babes. Playboy Mansion.
No, it's not babes. Well, you can call them babes, but it's just one. It's just one babe. It's a boy, 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You know,
terrible twos.
Not the terrible. You know when they could talk a little bit, but they're not really you can't really understand them, and then they get frustrated that you can't understand them.
Oh, of course.
Widjibalala, and you go, sorry, and you go, Widjibalala, and you go, I don't know what Widjibalala is, mate. And then they just keep shouting Widjibalala or something like that at you.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're at that stage.
Well, you know, as I always say with parenting, everything's a phase.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's odd though, because you do sort of, I do miss like certain parts of it. You know what I mean? When I look back on videos or pictures of the kids.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And now they're just like these. You just have to find the enjoyment, even in the difficult moments. Yeah. Because I'd love my 15-year-old still to be giving it with you, Awa.
Bidjibalala, yeah.
Bidjibalala. I'd love to not understand what they're saying.
Where is it? What is it? Do you want it on the telly?
Who is it?
Do you want to eat it? Do you want to go there? What is it?
Well, let us know if you find out what Bidjibalala means.
I will
do. I'd love to know that. I was reading something a while back, which is, it's quite like sad, but to start the show with, but I know. Well, it's not sad. It's just the idea of it. You're not thinking about it at the time, which is, at no point do you, because you only have your children in stages.
Yeah.
Until one day they're just a person.
Yeah. Right?
And all the things you did as they were growing up made that person. You never get, and this is obviously not to belittle anyone who, you know, or lessen anyone who's lost children and stuff like that, but you never get a time to sort of mourn, or for want of a better word, that phase of that child.
Well, because they've moved into the next bit.
Because they've moved into the next phase, and you don't even notice them moving. They just moved, and they were. And the newborn becomes a baby, and the baby becomes a toddler, and the toddler becomes a child, and the child becomes a preteen, and preteen becomes a teen, and all. You know, you never get a moment where you actually just like go, oh, that one's gone now, that version of them. I'll never see them again.
Yeah, no, it is a sad thing, but
you know what I mean. But it's all lovely. Obviously, it's great, but it's I just at that point, because I'm looking at mine now, GCSE year, and the stress of it, and like, you know, the going out to parties with their friends, and already like there's sometimes where I don't know where they are, like exactly.
That's weird.
Do you know with your two? You know exactly where they are all of the time.
Yeah. I mean, the little one's next to me. Every second of every day. He didn't leave me alone. Me and the wife just can't move. Just follows you from room to room.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely though. It's lovely. Stick around this morning. We're going to be playing Hit Me With Your Best Facts later on in the show. If you want to get in touch, of course, you can always email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. We didn't mean to start on such a sad note there, Steve. Yeah. I think it's just what I've been thinking about all week, and I just put it into words.
Just sort your Idjibalala out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
get it, eat it. Bring it.
Play with it. Leave it. Put it through someone's window.
Yeah.
Tour's been trundling on this week, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. Been all around the B places. Bradford, was it? Bradford, Brighton.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
all the Bs.
Did all them last week, yeah. And then, Bournemouth as well.
Yeah, Bournemouth,
And then I played paddle tennis in Battersea as well.
Oh. So you got it in your mind now, haven't you? You have to follow the Bs. Yeah.
Blackpool as well.
Friday
night, so... I don't know how it's ended up like that, to be honest. A bit weird, really. Birmingham at the end of the month.
I think someone's really lazy and they've just done it alphabetically.
It is weird. There's a lot of Bs. And then
have a word with the tour manager and just the promoter and say, have you just done this alphabetically?
And then weirdly, December is Cinderella.
Oh, yeah. So you moved into... Yeah.
Moved into the C's. It's weird, isn't it? I think we're looking for patterns, but... Yeah, where am I this week, if you want to come along? I've got...
Colchester?
No, I'm actually Plymouth, Cardiff. There's a
scene. Cardiff, there it is.
Liverpool and Leeds.
All right.
I've got a mad one in the next week. Because the thing with... This might be a bit boring, but I'll explain it anyway. The thing when you do the arenas, right? On the theatres, you can just rock up to a theatre.
Yeah.
And the stage is there, and the sound is there, and the lights are there, and all that. But when you book an arena, when you do an arena tour, you're just booking a carcass of a building. There's nothing in it apart from the seats. And you have to hire stage, light, sound, all that, and a 40 person crew to look after it. And so rather than doing two gigs or, you know, four gigs a week or whatever, you're like, no, we've got to crack on because I've got two lorries there as well that I'm paying for every day. So you end up gigging six nights a week because you've got to try and make it worth it. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I've got this mad, like, I was going through it yesterday. I'm literally like, London over to Plymouth, Cardiff, up to Liverpool from Cardiff, over to Leeds, then up to Edinburgh, across to Glasgow. Then I've got to get the sleeper train to London.
Have you ever followed the dots to see if it spells something? Because that might
be probably, yeah, I know exactly what it'll spell, and I won't be able to say it on the radio. yeah, that's what it was. Then I've got a load of press because we're about to release a load of new tour dates. Then I've got a train up to Newcastle, over to Manchester, down to Brum, over to Nottingham. It's madness.
That is madness.
Mad few weeks. So, but it's all good. I'm loving it. And the show's going well. I've had some funny old heckles. And last night, I was in Sheffield last night. Obviously, we pre-recorded the show. And it was freezing in that arena because that's where they have their ice hockey. And so the ice rink is...
Did you have to pay... You know when he said you book it as a shell? Do you have to pay extra for the eating? And you've gone, right, we don't need that.
Yeah,
you just struck that off. Nah, don't need that.
Get rid of that. Don't need it. Yeah. No, at Sheffield Arena, you play on top of the ice rink. They just put a load of MDF down. And it's thin as well. It's like plywood, like little thin plywood. Literally looking out, the audience are sat in coats like and scarves.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, no, this is not good. Absolutely nuts. It was freezing in there. Having to, you know, when the warm-up's going on to actually warm them up.
Yeah. And what was the echo? Was there a weird echo?
I just had a really loud American woman in.
Sure, she wasn't Canadian, ice hockey. Could be.
No, she actually said that. Because at one point she said, I said, oh, well, of course we've got, you know, of course an American's going to let himself be known, you know. And she went, well, at least I'm not Canadian. I was like, no, we like the Canadians.
Yeah, it's different over here.
But no, what I was saying to her was, and I've sort of said this in my act a little bit, which is the thing about Brits and Americans, we've got a lot in common because we are sort of universally disliked by a lot of countries because of our past and what we've done as a nation. But the difference is we're aware of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we spend a lot of time just like, oh, I'm sorry.
Sazers.
Poor Pavard, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Whereas they just don't have that same self-awareness, do they, when it comes to... Yeah. That's probably why a lot of women don't have a passport, I guess. But no, tour's going well. It's a lot of fun. Love to see you on tour. And we are about to release a load more dates as well for next year. So check the website, jasonmanford.com. Questions for Steve. That's right.
Questions for Steve.
It's time for questions for Steve. If you've got a question that you want to ask myself or Steve, you can email us jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. We got this one in from Will, who says, hello, Jason and Steve. I'm intrigued to hear an answer to this question that my wife asked me. What signifies the start of Christmas for you? I am by no means a Scrooge, but November feels a little bit too early for me. Christmas begins as soon as I see the 1st of December on the calendar. My wife, Amber, said it's as soon as she sees the Coca-Cola Christmas advert. So what signifies the start of Christmas for you? Thanks for keeping us entertained on a Sunday morning. No problem, Will. Well, Steve, you have a very specific... I'll do my one because mine's shorter than yours. Mine is the 2nd of December.
Yeah.
Because my dad's birthday on the 1st.
Right.
So we always kept that Christmas free. Yeah. And then the 2nd of December, we go for it. Absolutely. And I think that's okay. I think December is allowed to be dedicated to Christmas.
I agree with that, yeah.
And it's interesting.
It's a similar system. My mum's birthday was on the 5th of December. So that's when we put the tree up. That's when Christmas starts.
Yeah.
But the thing is, because the tree, if you get a real tree, you know, you've only got a lifespan of a certain, you know, 3-4 weeks if you're pushing it. So you can't put that up too early. But I think this year I'm more for, I don't know, getting the candy canes outside a little bit earlier.
You did this last year, Steve.
I didn't do it.
You went early last year.
Never start till December. No, I said I was going to go early. I never did. Okay. And then I write a list to myself every year. Listeners will know.
Well, that's what I was going to say,
decorations away, I write a list to Christmas 2024, Steve, which is what I wrote in 2023. And then I read it. And you know, it's when we're putting stuff away. So I look back and I go, what could we have done better? What did we miss out? What did we not
And have
do?
You opened the letter yet? So I saw you, you sent me a message with... Right.
No, I've got it down. I haven't opened it yet. Do you want me to open it?
Oh, okay.
I can open
it. Well, I mean, I'd like to know what last year Steve said, to be honest, yeah.
Well, I can go and get it and we can open it in the next link and we can answer this question about what's Christmas all about.
When is the start of Christmas, yeah. I mean, it's interesting that people now count the Coca-Cola Christmas advert
as early as they want, though, won't they, if they want to ship more Coca-Cola out.
Well, that's...
It's the same with the John Lewis advert. They've got a bit early.
Yeah,
I haven't seen this year's yet, to be fair.
I've not seen any of them. Oh, I watched the Boots one because people were kicking off because Mrs. Claus was black.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's like, here we go. That's starting early. Of all the things to get upset about.
I mean, Santa, who knows what Santa, you know, we know, but we don't really know, do we?
Who's ever seen him? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, so Boots are getting it in the neck, but I just think, it doesn't matter, does it? It's a bit of fun.
No, it's just a Christmas advert, isn't it? Don't get het up about it. It's just a bit of fun. Don't matter.
But interestingly, the Coca-Cola truck just in general, because you know
that song, did that one,
and it's interesting because Coca-Cola got to a point where they were like, right, we're selling really well over the summer because we're a cold drink, but we can't shift our drinks over winter. Why would anybody buy a cold fizzy Coke. Drink?
Yeah,
and of course, what they did, which they didn't invent. Santa, of course, they didn't invent the red, you know, Santa's Santa. And Father Christmas has been around for a very long time. But what they did was they commissioned an illustrator to paint Santa for Christmas adverts. And they established Santa as a really sort of warm, happy character with rosy cheeks and a white beard and laughter lines. And up to that point, Santa had been... you know, he had been in red, he had been in green, he had been in dark colours, but they
different names, yeah.
Yeah, they sort of popularised the red Santa. So the red Santa.
So it's Coca-Cola's fault, the Boots are getting it in the neck. That's what you're saying.
It's Coke's fault.
Thought
But so they have got something to do with it. And they're obviously now their sales are through the roof all through the year. So it did work. And actually people go out, don't they? Like the truck does like a tour now.
Have you ever said happy holidays though? Are we going to get to that? I think we will get to that point, won't we?
I don't think we'll ever get to that point.
I don't know. I think we will.
I don't think we will. Do you think
I think this country's heading to happy holidays.
You think people will be offended? What, because they're offended by saying Christmas?
No, because that's what the Americans call it.
I don't think they will.
I think they will. I think people are staying. Holidays are coming. He's not saying Christmas is coming, is it?
Yeah, but that's Coca-Cola. That's fat. No,
that's
I don't
I'm saying.
Think so.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
We'll tell Lloyd's Pharmacy, not Boost the Chemist, because one of them's American and one of them isn't, and neither of them are.
I think what I love about us as well is we don't all say Happy Christmas. Well, we still say Merry Christmas.
Merry.
I like
Merry. Merry's nice. Because you need Happy for Happy New Year, don't you?
Happy
Merry
New
Christmas
Year,
and a Happy New Year.
You need the two to
you can't have Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year. You just sound like an idiot.
No, it sounds stupid. Or a Merry New Year. What are you talking about, you idiot?
what's a Merry New Year? Yeah.
Exactly. It's I don't think so. I think all that stuff about, you can't say Christmas because it'll offend, but like that has been made up by... the press to upset people. But actually, in real life, nobody. And I can't think of one Muslim or Hindu or Jewish or anybody of any other faith who'd be like, I should find the word Christmas offensive. Like, it just wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen. So I think we're all right for a long time yet. Right, you go and get that letter. I want to know what last year's Steve said to this year's Steve.
Okay.
Radio. Manford. Where real music matters.
Now, Steve writes a letter to himself every year. So last Christmas and the Christmas before that, and he, as he's packing all the decorations away and saying goodbye to Christmas for another year, he sits down and writes a letter to next year's Steve to sort of bestow upon him all the things that he's learned
this year, yeah.
This
what
year,
we could do better and stuff, yeah.
And what we could do better, and it's he's been doing this for a long time, a little tradition to himself. So he's got this year's letter.
I've got this year's letter. Well, yeah, it says, yeah. Dear Christmas 2024, Steve, and obviously I wrote that. Well, I wrote it in 2024, probably about the 7th of January, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
It's got a wax seal on it. I think I might have gone too far with that. I've just folded it down and I've put a little bit of wax on it.
Nice, classy.
Okay. Interesting, when you open it, the back of the paper is clearly a quiz we were doing, and it's a tally of scores for some people.
Oh.
Okay. It's interesting. Oh, it starts with a quote. Heavy is the head that wears the sofa. That's what it says.
Nice. Okay.
Which is, I think, Stormzy. But basically, don't sit on the settee all Christmas. Oh, do a bit of that. Eat your quality street. Watch your Morecambe and Wise, if that's your thing. My wife hates that. But if that's your thing. So here we go. It says... Right, he says, well, Steve, I'll write it to myself. 2023 wasn't as bad as 2022, so he did a lot right. So I remember 2022, it was quite a dull Christmas.
Yeah.
Keynotes, same. More Christmas. Christmas is about excess. Start earlier, go for longer. So, okay. I mean, we're in that time now, aren't we? If I'm going to implement this, it's now, isn't it?
It's
mid-November.
Yeah.
So it's worth thinking about. And then it says, number one. Don't get COVID. Vitamins, take vitamins now. That's what it says. Because
nice.
Obviously, me and my wife both got COVID last
year.
Right? Boxing Day onwards. So we didn't have a New Year, wasn't we? We had people coming, that didn't happen.
Have you had your flu jab yet?
I haven't had my flu jab yet.
My
wife's got to have a flu jab. She always gets ill at Christmas. Do more local Christmas. That's what it says. You know, like little things in your area, like little cafes do stuff and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. And then it says, Capon smashed it. So a capon is a male chicken, massive.
Okay.
So it's an alternative to a turkey, because no one really likes turkey. I know we like the idea of eating it once a year. But yeah, so we had a capon. It was brilliant. So I recommend a capon.
And that's more, is that more flavourful than a chicken and a turkey?
It's like a really flavoursome chicken.
Does it have that gamey sort of taste that turkey can have?
No, because it's from the same family, but it's the male.
Oh, yeah.
It
was from the same family.
That's chicken, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's
sorry,
a chicken,
I thought you meant,
but it's a male chicken.
I thought it was part of your tradition where you only just one lineage of chickens.
Yeah,
we only eat these ones.
The Davises, we call them. They're the Davises. It's a load of capons. Have some beef on Boxing Day. I've never done that. That probably will never happen again. Double up on the tree lights, it says. It looks swell.
Is that how you talk to yourself?
Well, it's how Christmas 2023 Steve talks, yes. Board games. Do one now. I don't know if that's do one. I've had enough of them. Or
do one. Get out of it. Yeah, that's true.
Mulled wine and Mario Lanza. Now, that's my tradition. When we're putting all the decorations on. Put Mario Lanza on, Christmas carols.
Yeah. I'm weighing a manger.
He really goes for it.
Balthazar said.
Balthazar spoke. Midnight Mass. Go to Midnight Mass, it says. That's a nice thing to do, isn't it? But you never
do. You know what? I know it's a bit like going to the gym in January or joining a tennis club in at Wimbledon, but church at Christmas is lovely.
Well, that's I know, but I think people don't. People go, oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that, and then never do. So I've written it on the list, and I've put Get the Carols on. Not just the Christmas songs, the carols.
Yeah, that's
you know,
good
the proper
shout,
choir singing. And then at the bottom, it just says massive, with dots between every letter. Enjoy it. Like
enjoy
a threat.
It. Yeah. You better enjoy it.
I think I'm going to start
all
early.
Do you know what? It's all good advice. But when you say early, you're talking November. You're going to creep it into November.
I'm talking like last week of November. I'm not saying. I noticed the beginning of November. My birthday's the 2nd of November. I noticed on my birthday, even before that, because as soon as Halloween's gone, in Marks and Spencer's, I saw them wheeling out the witches. And as the door opened, they were bringing in a Christmas tree. I saw the turnaround.
The turnaround. No, I like
so
to...
I think that's too early.
Yeah, you've got to
it's
let...
It's different for the shops, though, isn't it? Because they're selling Christmas. They're not celebrating
Christmas. Yeah, it's like when people say to me, like... in April when I've, because I've already signed up for the panto at Christmas and the tickets are on sale, and I'll put a little advert out saying, tickets on sale for the panto. People go, all right, mate, it's not even Christmas yet. Like, yeah, that's how tickets for an event work, though, are they?
Yeah.
Like, it's in a, I can't sell them on the day and hope 2,000 people can suddenly come to the show.
No.
So, good advice there. What's the key points that you're taking out there? What would you
I think, it's, say as I said people? From the year before, a little bit earlier, I think I'm going to start, let's say, the 21st of November. I'm just going to start eating Quality Street, watching Christmas specials, wearing my jammies with Santa on it. And I can't get the trees up yet, because the trees are going to be, like I said, but I'm going to get everything else. I'm going to tinsel around the lights. You know what I mean? Halo on the sky dish, all that.
Yeah. I've not really got a day off from, I'd have to do mine tomorrow, the 18th. That's the next day off. I've not actually got a day off until the 8th of December.
18th's all right.
We have fake Christmas booked in on the 8th.
What's that?
Because I do panto, I don't, I work all through Christmas. So actually Christmas Day, the last thing I want is visitors. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want my kids and just our little thing. I don't need other people coming along. I'm not going to be good company, you know.
Yeah.
So we have one on the 8th where we have a big meal and, we don't really exchange presents on that day. We still do that around Christmas time, but we just do all the, a Christmas dinner together with all the family, sort of all my brothers and sisters and their kids and stuff.
Have a row.
Yeah, a little row
across the room, and that's Christmas in a day. Jason Manford on
Absolute Radio. It's time for another question for Steve. This one is from Dallas. That's a good name, isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was from the place, Dallas.
No, actual name.
Dallas. That's a girl's name, is it?
I guess so. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know because it's a, could be. It's just a place, isn't it?
Sounds like it, but who knows? Yeah. Here we go. Hi, guys. I have a question for you both. Please tell me if I am being too dramatic, as my husband thinks I am, or am I justified? I'm a big reader.
I
get well into my books, often staying up until 1 or 2 in the morning reading because I cannot put the book down. I recently finished a book called Iron Flame.
Sounds good.
When I was about halfway through the book, I unfortunately came across a major spoiler on Instagram one day while I was scrolling. Gutted. I'm typically very mindful about spoilers and any hints at them, I move on. However, this spoiler had no warning. I actually screamed out loud when I saw it. For reference, the spoiler ended up being the literal ending to the book. Last chapter, cliffhanger. I was so distraught, I've deleted all of my social media, every single one. My husband says it's drastic and dramatic reaction to one spoiler. I think I have made a thoughtful decision so something like this never happens again. Thanks. Love the show.
So what's she asking us if we think it's dramatic?
Is she being too dramatic?
No. Any reason to get rid of social media is good, isn't it?
Exactly what I was just thinking.
There's a part, I don't really post a lot. If there's a show on, that's what I'm on there for. When Madam Blog starts, I will go, this is on when, that, but or else I would be leaving as well. Because I just think it takes up too much of your time. X is a bit of a cesspit, isn't it?
Horrible.
Absolute cesspit. Facebook's just full of people talking about Big Pharma and conspiracy theories. Bieber's full of goths. Doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't exist. There's this new one, though, isn't there? Blue
Instagram
Sky.
Threads? Which one?
No, Blue Sky. A lot of people have been asking me to join Blue Sky.
No, I haven't even... I don't think people have really taken to Threads yet. Blue Sky.
Threads is like... Every so often it tells me I've posted...
I thought you said Threads then. That's what it should be called.
Threads.
New social media. Are you on Fred's? I'll see you on Fred's. And it's like a little street, Fred's. Like Dibner.
It's, so basically, Blue Sky is like an... I think they're trying to make it like it's a nice version of Twitter.
Okay.
So it's like a place where you don't troll and you don't do... But no one's, as we know...
Yeah, no one's encouraging. That's not in the... you're not meant to do that anyway, are you?
Have you?
Well, now, obviously
do you follow, now. Do you follow Elon Musk?
I don't know. No, I don't follow him.
No,
I think I blocked him
on his own company.
Yeah, why not? I think we're on a list somewhere, aren't we?
Oh, big time. Big time.
These guys have blocked me. Cowboy out on backwards.
Yeah, it sounds good, though. I like the sound of Iron Flame. That takes the reader on protagonist Violet...
You're not spoiler alerting it, are you?
This is the synopsis.
Where are you reading it from?
This is the synopsis.
She said there was no spoiler
this
alert.
This is on the back of the book.
Oh, no, I don't trust you. Yeah, but you've got the book in front of you, have you?
I'm reading it off here. Shut
up. On the internet.
I know what a spoiler is, Stephen.
She said it came out of nowhere.
It's this novel. Yeah, because she was looking on Instagram. The novel takes the reader on protagonist Violet Sorengeli's journey, who dies at the end. Oh, no! of secretly joining a revolution while trying to survive Basquiat War College, resulting in a bumpy ride throughout for both Violet and the readers.
Ooh, just sound quite good.
Sounds quite interesting.
Maybe we should start a book group. Should we start a book
group? Do you know what? Mate, I did...
We did talk about this before, didn't we? But it was basically the Cranky's book.
Yeah, that's the only good one. I read a book the other week and by a writer called Freda McFadden, and it was just sort of recommended by a friend of mine. I said, oh, you'll like this. So it was one of them. 2 o'clock in the morning, I was like, you know, using your phone as a torch so you could finish reading it. It was called The Housemaid, and it was brilliant. Like, so good that I've bought like 3 or 4 other books of the same author.
Yeah, okay.
And I smashed 3 books. There was a trilogy, and I smashed 3 of them. I've not read for years like that, and it was it was brilliant, really good. So yeah, maybe we should start a little book club. But to answer the question that Dallas has posed, I think any reason to delete all your social media
good. Doesn't matter what it is,
whatever it is, it's a good reason. And in this instance, whilst this is the sort of microaggression that has made you cancel it, actually, I would suspect that up to this point, there has been a few more microaggressions that have made your brain go, I don't like this social media. And this was the sort of straw that broke the camel's back that you just went, nope, yeah, it's gone. So I actually think you'll be a better person for it. And you'll be able to do more reading because you won't be death scrolling at 2 o'clock in the morning instead of reading your book. Jason
Manford.
Radio.
Where real music matters.
So you remember from last week, Steve,
Yeah, you're a football manager guy now.
Football manager guy now. I mean, I've always been a football manager guy, but just, you know, on the game.
Yeah, you're not in your... Yeah, normally you're just in your football. Jet armies, weren't you, playing
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Whereas you can't do that.
No, real life. No, that's...
Real
that's
life.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah, you can't rock up. So I've taken over my... Well, taken over. I've helping out with my... daughter's under-11s football team.
Are you the caretaker manager while they're interim manager, while they're looking for appointments?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping to get the job full-time, if I'm honest, Steve.
All interim managers are looking for the job full-time. No one's doubting that. But I'm just saying, do you think they've got their eyes on somebody else? Abroad, maybe.
Maybe. Well, I know, I'm a co-manager with... With Jock... who sounds like a manager, doesn't he?
Jock Steen, yeah.
Sounds like a manager. And his wife, Jude.
Yeah. It sounds like something that Jock would tell stories about his wife, Jude.
Yeah, you know Jock and Jude. They're sort of managers as well. So it's the three of
like
us.
Brian Clough and Barb. Was it Barbara?
Barbara, exactly. So Jock and Jude, me, we're the sort of three managers.
Oh, there's three of you?
Yeah, she's doing it as well.
Oh, okay. Three of us. That's unusual, isn't it?
Well,
not at the same time, surely.
No, like sometimes two of you will rock up and, and be sort of the manager for the day. But we sort of, we're all, there's no rivalry.
Do the first half, I'll do the second. No, but you might go, we need to change the person on the wing. And they go, no, I think she's playing great. And you're like, shut up. I mean, who gets the final decision?
There's none of that, Steve.
No?
Not really, no. To be honest, what's handy...
I think you are going to be the interim manager if that's your attitude.
What's handy, actually, is, for example, this weekend, me and Jock are both managers.
Yeah.
And it means I'm able to tell Jock's daughter what to do. He's able to tell my daughter what to do because they don't listen to us.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. So you can go in, yeah, that's good. System, yeah.
But I have bought like a little whiteboard with the little magnets, so I can show the kids the positions.
And how's that going? Is that...
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I mean, what's
Are
good as well
in
is
in those positions.
Well, I don't. What the problem
You've
is?
You've got a Christmas tree formation this time of year, haven't you?
It's hard with 7.
Well, just have a go. I'm sure you can do it.
Well, it's like I said last week. I'm I'm just finding it hard to say. Like, my daughter's just staying in defence, even when the ball is right in attack.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of saying, you need to push up to the halfway line. No, that's not where defence is. It's back there. So the whiteboard has helped for that. Also, it gives something for the subs to do because they can have a little draw with the markers.
Yeah,
you know, when they're sat on the
not
bench.
Not permanent markers, they can just rub them.
No, no, just like the
proper
wipe. Yeah, exactly. So
whatever they're doing will be instantly wiped away.
Yeah, exactly.
But they think they've achieved something. Yeah.
But this is their first season that they've ever played football. They're only five games into it. They're just having a great time and loving every minute. You know, I'm obviously in my head thinking, should I make Emily a wing back? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm having extra thoughts, but I'm not putting the pressure on them for that. That's what the manager's job
is. That's your job. Yeah, you know, you take that pressure off them, don't you? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just want them to go out and play football and have fun, Steve. I'm the one who has
to. That's not what you want them to do, but that's what you think. You want them to think that's what you want them to do.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You want them to win, but you just, it's just a laugh. Don't just enjoy it, and then you will get in their heads.
Yeah. Yeah. So last week was 8-0.
Okay, that's an improvement, wasn't it? Like 13-0.
26-0 it was, week one.
Oh, right, that is definitely improvement.
So I wasn't in charge then, though. I'm not that I'm passing the blame to Jock and Jude.
Was Jock and Jude still in charge?
Yeah. I'm not blaming them, I'm just saying, since I took over, we have shipped less goals, you know, but that could also be the fact that the
It sounds
the
like
girls
this
just...
might come up at some point when if Jock or Jude disagrees with your plans. Like, I think you're pushing on the wing back. No, I'm not sure about that. What, would you want to concede 26 goals again then, like when you're in charge? I think that's going to come up again. I've got a feeling.
I've got a feeling they just got better at football because they've played more. You know, that was week one.
Well, they're not listening.
You can't blame it on the managers. But Jock has been given a vote of confidence.
There was a but. You can't blame it on the managers.
From the board.
But
actually, if you want to get involved with your local team or your kids' team or whatever, there's loads of... I've been on this on the FA's, England FA website, and so I've done like a first aid course. I've done like a safeguarding course. I've just about to start like level one coaching course.
Is it all online?
And it's all online.
Yeah,
it's all online. I've just signed up to do the refereeing course as well because sometimes a referee don't turn up. Yeah. Or you can't get one. So I'm getting well into it, Steve.
Well, there you go.
Will it take over from paddle? I don't know, but it does give me at least something different to talk about.
Yeah, no, it's a change. It's good for me more than anything else.
And the listeners, yeah.
It's hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Hashtag bin chat.
Bin chat, 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 bin chat.
It's time for bin chat. It's becoming few and far between the bin chats, but when we get one, we go for it. So any emails you've got, any questions you've got about bins, who'd have thought we'd have? Do you think we've maxed out on the bins, Steve? Do you think there's more to come?
There's always, but that's why we don't do it much anymore. But there's always some sort of left field surprise bloke riding one or different ways to compress the stuff inside.
That's true. I saw one the other day. It popped up on my Instagram. It was like a crusher that you fit.
Oh, I've seen it.
Have you seen it? It fits on the handles.
And
it
hooks over the handles
down.
And then you push it down. Where's the fun in jumping up and down on the cardboard?
There's no fun in that.
I love it.
I'm not climbing.
I've got a little wall. I get a jump off the wall. It's like a wrestling move. A jump off the wall.
That sounds
elbow down. Bang. Take that cardboard.
Well, Dave's emailed and says we're about to move into a new house and the previous owner is wanting to take the bins with him to his new house.
My wife thinks
we pay the £74 he's asking for the two new bins. I think the property should come with bins.
Yeah, property comes with bins, doesn't it?
What should we do? I pay the money and then begrudge the previous owner, find out where he lives, and do I put his windows through? Thanks, Dave.
Well, I mean, whatever the outcome, I think you should do that because this is...
Well, hold on. This might be the first time where we decide not to put the windows through.
I thought... So when you buy a property, it doesn't come with a bin. The council haven't supplied... They have supplied a bin, haven't they? Have they lost that bin and replaced that bin? And that's why...
If you're buying a house off somebody and you're giving them I don't know. Let's say, what's the average price of a house? 120
Yeah, you're giving
grand.
Them the price of the house, yeah.
Right, you're giving them £120,000.
Imagine going to a viewing and going, just 1 minute, is the bins part of the deal?
Cause it's really but I've got to start asking that with the estate agent. Do the bins come with the property?
Taps, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I...
Well, I mean, what did you say, 75 quid?
74 quid, yeah.
I think that is the price of a bin, isn't it? It's just one, though, and that's two. I'd get my own. I'd
what? Know, it sounds to me what's happened here.
Have your bins, mate. Get them in your car. Go on. Get your bins out of here. Get me own
bins. It sounds to me like the previous owner has just recently bought new bins.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Do you know what I mean? He's recently bought new bins, and he's like, oh, gosh, I've had horrible bins for ages, and I've got these new ones. I've got to give them away.
How am I going to get these to the new house? Because he's already done the moving. You know what I mean?
You probably just walk.
You won't fit them in the car.
No.
Take your bins, mate. You wheel them all the way to your new house, 5 miles away.
I think, Dave, let him have his bins. And then pop over and put his windows through. Or put them through with the bins.
No, put one bin through the window, break another window independently and put the glass in the bin. So he's got double, he knows exactly where this message has come from.
Yeah, and then take the other bin and just leave 74 quid on the path.
I was going to say that next, Just 74, have the money. David, I'd leave both bins as well. If it's that important to you, mate, here's your 74 quid, you can keep the bins. Keep your bins, mate. Yeah.
Also, I was well out with the UK house price, obviously because I live in the north. What did I say, 130 grand? 282 grand is the average UK house price.
Yeah, well, Manchester's metropolis now, isn't it? I mean, the house I used to live in, Levenshulme, has tripled in price, and that's Levenshulme. So, who knows anymore?
Well, I just thought of it. Well, up here it's 220 is the average price up here. So
that comes with a bin as well, doesn't it?
I would expect so, at the very least.
Yeah.
The average price of a house in London, 687 grand, Steve.
No. That's a house, though, is it? Not like a one-bedroom flat.
It just says the average house price. I mean, that is... You still live in London at the end of it.
Yeah, but is there any... It's not central, is it? It's hard to find a house in... That's good if you can find a house in central London for that.
Well, yeah, true.
But, yeah, that's, if you want to live there, you want to live there, don't you?
I guess so. This is Jason Manford. This Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. Now, our favourite megalomaniac, Steve, Elon Musk.
What's he done there?
He's an odd chap, isn't he? I know we've talked about it previous, but...
Not much about him.
His SpaceX company could be about to revolutionise the way we travel. With his extreme plans to transport passengers to cities around the world. The billionaire's company is behind the most powerful rocket on Earth called Starship, but it won't be flying people into space. The massive rocket will be able to hold 1,000 passengers and will be capable of flying anywhere on Earth in under an hour, with most long distances taking around 30 minutes. Passengers would get on a boat to travel to the location of the rocket, where it would take off on a platform in the sea. The maximum speed of the rocket would be 27,000 kilometres an hour, with one of the fastest commercial airlines coming in at around 1,000, so 27 times faster. When asked if people would be able to move around during the flight, Musk tweeted, "That would be unwise. Probably needs a restraint mechanism like Disney's Space Mountain roller coaster. Would feel similar to... Which is a ride.
It's a mode of transport.
Yeah, he said it would feel similar to Space Mountain in a lot of ways, but you'd exit on another continent. I mean, Space Mountain is also over in 2 minutes.
How long does it take to get a boat to the shuttle in the middle of the sea?
Yeah, well, that's how often
you've got to go up first, haven't you? You can't just go sideways to Africa, can you? You've got to go up, out of the gravitational pull, then spin round, do a sharp right. And it's not proved, it's not proved the safest mode of transport, has it? Any sort of shuttle, when you compile all the what we know, and that's NASA as well. That's not him having a go.
What's weird is how specific he is with his timings.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
Considering this has not happened yet, no. And it's just theory.
Give us some of the timings.
All right, London to New York, 29 minutes.
So I've got to go in the middle of the sea, though, haven't I? So I've got to get to, where do I go? Is it the English Channel or is it the North Sea? He's not said that.
So I imagine he'll have loads knocking about, won't he? He'll build them all
over
the
place. Let's say it's the English Channel because it's close. Because then the French one can use the same shuttle launch
base. That makes sense, yeah. So London to New York, 29 minutes. New York to Paris, half an hour.
29 minutes.
I know, that's what's funny. So Sydney to Singapore. 2 minutes.
It's only extra 2 minutes from London to Paris from New York if you're on the shuttle. 2 minutes.
Yeah, so, this is London to New York, though.
Yeah, but then you said New York to Paris was two minutes more.
I see. Yeah, New York to Paris, 30 minutes. Honolulu to Tokyo, 30 minutes. Yeah. Tokyo to Delhi, 30 minutes. Wow. Sydney to Singapore, 31 minutes. LA to London, 32 minutes. Why is it so specific? London to Hong Kong, 34. Sydney to Delhi, 36. And New York to Sydney, 49 minutes. Oh, can't remember.
That's just the in-flight time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've got customs, your border patrol. You've got to drive from London to the sea, which is probably about an hour and a half. And then you've got to get on a ferry or it's 1,000 people, isn't it? So it's not going to be a load of fast boats. You're going to get on a ferry that's going to take you to an island platform where there'll be a waiting room there. Then you get on the shuttle. How long does this take? Do you know what I mean?
It's still going to be
middle
quicker.
Of the sea, so you can't have a border in the middle of the sea, can you? Because people are coming from all angles, aren't they? So who owns that?
I'm going to see how it goes for a few years.
Yeah, just let it refine itself. But 28 minutes to New York, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Not bad. you could pop for the day.
I mean, we came back on the Queen Mary 2. It took, what was it, 8 days, didn't it?
8 days, yeah, exactly.
8 long days.
Hit me with your best fact. Woo! Fire away.
All right. It's Hit Me With Your Best Facts here on Absolute Radio, where you can join in each week. Send us your best facts. Win yourself an Absolute Radio mug. All you got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, and wow us with your fantastic facts. We'll get straight in, Steve, with Chris, who tells us that archaeologists in London found an ancient Roman pen with an inscription that can roughly be translated as, "I went to Rome and all I got you was this stylus."
No. That
apparently
can't be true.
Apparently
it's a Roman pen.
Yeah. It's a Roman pen.
I went to Rome.
And there's an inscription.
This is before, obviously I've come from Rome because I'm Roman. Rather than I went to Rome on holiday. He hasn't been on holiday there and got him shop.
That's how old that joke is.
No, but that wasn't, well, that's a lovely idea. I don't think people did travel then on holiday and have I'm just having 2 weeks in Rome.
Maybe he's delivering some information or something. And
I like it. That's interesting. I want to know more. I mean, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm sort of tempted to know more about that one. I like that one. It's just funny to think that there's a, this joke is like 2,000 years old.
Kind of like that.
John, Mount Everest might be the highest mountain on Earth, but it isn't the tallest.
Ooh.
Oh, I think I know about that.
It's like a sea level thing or something.
Yeah, it's like it's gone under the water, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sea level thing, isn't it? Yeah.
I actually do know that one as well. That's the highest mountain.
I feel like we've had something like that before.
We had it before?
I don't know, something. It does ring a bell, but not the. I don't know the fact, so it's not stayed with me.
Yeah, no, it's no. Yeah, that's true. Same here. What we got? Steve, did you know that the word penguin is Welsh?
Is it penguin?
Penguin is derived from two Welsh words used to describe the bird.
Does sound like it, doesn't it? Gwyn, yeah, penguin. It does, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does now you say it.
Now you say it, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
But
what are
the two words?
Non-flying bird.
Pen and Gwyn, I guess. But
Gwyn is Gwyn bird?
I don't know.
Penguin bird.
I wonder why was there a Welsh person who discovered the penguin? Like,
with two words.
Oh my God, it's a penguin. Look at it.
Like,
it can't like fly.
Yeah, he's just done. Yeah, it's just two Welsh words, though. Yeah, interesting.
Oh, I like it. We'll start strong. That's
a good one. If we find that and it's rememberable, that'll be good.
Rememberable. I like that. That's a good word.
It is.
I love it.
It's not as good as memorable.
No.
But rememberable.
Using your rememberry. Another penguin fact, Steve.
Another one?
Yeah, it's becoming the new octopus. The new sloth. Louise says penguins poop every 20 minutes.
What, just bang on every 20
bang
minutes?
Bang on, yeah, apparently. So set your watch by them.
Wow.
How funny is that?
Good to know, isn't it?
They must be eating an awful lot. What
one of the Welsh words is now.
Penguin poop.
Yeah.
I imagine that's like the dad penguin. That can't be all of them.
Yeah, the dad penguin's probably every five, isn't he?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. I'll give that a minute. Nick says, there was only ever one series of Top Cat made, and that was more than 60 years ago.
It's only ever one series, was there?
Apparently so.
Wow.
That's weird, isn't it? Because it's quite a famous
test,
show,
isn't it? So is it on anymore? Did they remake it? They never remade it. Never did an update.
I don't think so.
And all the other ones.
Does that mean there's only like 25 episodes or something, and that's it?
Yeah, but it might be more with cartoons. But yeah, there'll only be like 40, won't there? Tops, and that's it. Top cats.
Top cat.
Yeah. That's interesting, isn't it?
Officer Dibble. Ben in the ball.
Good fact, but I think anybody under 40 might not know.
No one's going to know
Top Cat was. So it's a fact. It's a tricky one.
Lee says, did you know Tunnock's chocolate wafer biscuits update their wrapper to show how many of the chewy treats they've manufactured and sell?
No. What?
Do they?
No, I didn't
know. So what, on the wrapper?
There's something on the wrapper. So every time they do a new batch, it says like, this is now 2 million, 5 million. Is that sort of thing?
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? That is good.
I must say, out of all the chocolates.
Yeah.
I think Tunnock's is the prettiest looking. The wrapper is.
Oh, it looks like it's from Willy Wonka's factory. The Tunnock's tea cake, the way it's wrapped. It's not just silver. It's a special sort of. It's like a sort of vintage silver, heritage silver or something. And the little writing, little pressed. It's a beautifully put together. And and the tea cake, the bar itself is, again, like 1920s looking, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it's being sold at like a fairground or something, doesn't it? It's got that sort of vibe.
Traditional.
Yeah. Some good ones so far, Steve.
Yeah.
Any flying out at you at the moment?
The penguin one is still. I want to know what those two words are.
Penguin's good. What about this from Dale? Says Finland has more saunas than cars.
Oh, wow! Really?
That's pretty good.
That's good, isn't it? That's a good fact.
That is good.
Isn't it?
Really good.
Have they got a normal amount of cars, or have they just only three cars?
Or they've just got. I guess if everyone's got a sauna in their house, then it's sort of a bit like.
Yeah, plus that's the public it. Yeah, ones. Good point. Yeah.
That'll be it. And Jason says, in the years of Premier League, only two Lees have won it.
Two Lees.
What does that mean? Like people called Lee.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you mean?
Play football called Lee.
Yeah,
it's hard to think of the Lees, isn't it?
Lee. Is it Bowyer? The surname or the?
It wasn't him.
No, he didn't win it.
Lee Hendry. Was there a Lee Hendry who played for Villa? Have I made that name up?
Yeah, but he's not one.
No, I know. I'm struggling to think of footballers called Lee, let alone ones.
There's
that
Rob
for...
Lee, but
Rob Newcastle. Lee Newcastle. Newcastle never won it, though, have they?
They didn't win it. Yeah.
No.
Oh, Lee Sharp maybe at United.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He would have done, yeah.
He'd have won
Lee
it,
Sharp would have won it. Was Lee Sharp then when it was the Premier League, though? Or was it just...
I think so, yeah.
It's hard to know, Blackburn, who played for Colin Hendley?
Yeah, don't... Oh, that's a good one. That's going to puzzle me all day, that. Yeah. Two Lees...
Just two.
Carol says it takes a sloth up to a month to digest a single leaf.
Sloth facts.
They are lazy, aren't they?
They're lazy.
So lazy.
Even their facts aren't particularly dazzling, are they?
No, exactly.
Everything about the sloth is sort of slow and a bit understated. Everything. Whereas the octopus, dynamic. What's that I've just thrown at you? Oh, God. You know what I mean? Everything about them is a surprise. He's gone blue. He's going to win this. Or everything about, you know, it's exciting.
And last one, the acronym OMG. Do you know where that came from, Steve?
No, like, don't know. No,
it was first used in a letter to Winston Churchill in 1917.
Somebody said OMG.
OMG, someone wrote down OMG.
I didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah.
It makes sense as an abbreviation, whereas... Because it's an abbreviation of what you would say, whereas laughs out loud is a description of an action, isn't it?
Yeah.
Laughs out loud. So yeah, but OMG, I can believe that. Could have come earlier, couldn't it?
I love it. Some good ones there, folks.
Is it Telegram and they're trying to save money?
Yeah, I think so. we had some good ones. We had some good ones. I'll rattle through them now, and we'll pick a winner. We had a pen in London, a Roman pen with the inscription essentially saying, "I went to Rome and all I got you was this lousy stylus," from Chris. Mount Everest is not the tallest mountain on Earth. Penguin is derived from two Welsh words. Dale told us that Finland has more saunas than cars. The Premier League has been won by only two people called Lee. We can't think of the second one. Penguins poop every 20 minutes. There's only one series of Top Cat. Tunnocks wafers change their wrapper depending on how many chewy treats they've manufactured and sold. The sloth takes a month to digest a single leaf. OMG was first used in a letter to Winston Churchill in 1917. Steve, any popping out at you?
I've not changed. It's penguin. I want to know. It's so easy to remember. I think Welsh people will be astounded by it. I think English people will be astounded. I think everyone will be astounded by it. I want to know. I want to know the story of that. That's what I want to know.
Well, more than the Roman pen.
Yeah, I just think that's going to be ultimately disappointing.
Fair enough. Well, we can go to...
holidays weren't a thing in Roman times.
Fair enough.
You know, neither were, you know, gift shops.
I'll
have a little look, but I feel like how often are you going to see a penguin? Even in a supermarket, pick up a penguin, you're going to go, "Hey, you know the word penguin." I think this is one for the armory. This is, you know, biggest tire manufacturer in the world, Lego. It's one of them. You'll remember it, hopefully.
All right. Okay, well, that's fine. But if that's your decision, that's your decision. We go to Susie Dent on this, who says penguin is one of the few words in the dictionary of Welsh origin, and it comes from the two words pen and gwyn, which is white head.
Oh, there you go.
So white head. A reminder that penguins were also once affectionately known as arse feet.
Affectionately known?
Yeah, well, if you think about it, the feet are the bum. All right,
come on, arse feet.
Yeah, so that's obviously... Yeah,
it's affectionate, isn't it? Is that the that's the emperor penguin saying that, yeah?
Yeah, to the other ones. So pen is head and Gwyn is white.
White, there we go. Good
but
to know.
But how come if there's no penguins in Wales, is there?
No, well, maybe... it's cold at the top of Snowdon, isn't it? So maybe... Maybe up there's a load of them, just wandering around.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a surprise. There was one there, you know, 2,000 years ago or something. Somebody went, "Penguin!" And like that, that's how it stuck.
Makes sense. All right, well, an Absolute Radio mug winging its way to you. If you've got any facts you want to wow us with, all you've got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Hey, I did a little poll on my Twitter this week, Steve. You may have seen it.
Yeah. No.
And
no.
It was, it was after actor Timothy West passed away, sadly passed away this week at the age of 90.
Yeah.
Which is always very sad. And we were sort of having a chat on tour because somebody said, "Oh, that's a good age. You know, 90 is a good age."
Yeah.
And it's that like cliche line, isn't it? Of, when somebody passes away. But actually, 90 is a good age, you know.
It, yeah, it is, yeah.
So the question I asked online was, slightly morbidly, but we'll go with it anyway. If you had a choice now, if someone offered you a deal now and said, I can guarantee you will live till you're 90, or just take your chances. Would you take that choice?
And yeah, I think most people.
As a little...
What was the...
Well, obviously the question people asked was, am I healthy till I'm 90? Have I got all my you know, my bits and my head and brain and heart and all that? I'd say, yeah. So if someone said to you, right, I can guarantee you 90, full good life, or take your chances with what nature wants to... so you could live till you're 120. You could live till you're 120, you know what I mean, with the way things are going. But you could also go at, you know, 60-odd or whatever.
What was the results of the poll? And most people go for that 90?
Yeah, let me have a quick look what we decided. Yeah, so the poll ended up not massively different. 59% said, I'll take 90, please.
Yeah.
41%.
They're older people, probably.
I'll take my chances. Well, yeah, they were 89-year-olds.
No, I just think
I'll take my chances.
When you get past like 40, you wake up and your back's hurting you a bit, and you're like,
I know it's morbid.
20-year-olds are going, I'll live forever, I'm immortal. Yeah, that's what your poll will be. It'll be the young people going, I'm not taking 90, I'm going to live forever. And then anyone over 40 going, oh. Well, I think anyone over sort of 50 is like, I can't do another 35 years of this.
Well, there is that. Quite a lot of people came back and said, oh, gosh, can I take 70?
Yeah, I'll take 70.
But I don't know. I think there's something in it. Like you said, I think it is over 40 where anybody passes away, any celebrity or whatever, the first thing you look at is their age, and then you decide whether or not.
You know, but you decide.
You decide. When you look at the age, you then internally decide whether or not you'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true, isn't it? I think if it's under sort of 72, you're like, oh,
75, I think. Under 75.
Yeah, and probably 75. But depends who it is, though. You know, if it's like, you know, Richard Harris or Peter O'Toole, you do go, oh, well, he had a mad life, didn't he? So he's done well to get to 70. You know, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, it depends how you've lived your life, I guess.
The person.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. There was a woman in the news this week who lived till 117 by just adding eggs into her diet.
Four eggs were bad for us. Then they were good for us. Then they were bad for us.
That's not what she's saying. She said, it was one simple thing, eggs. That's the way to do it. So,
okay, well,
she knows.
I'm going to have an egg.
I'm going to have one right now. Thanks for tuning in this morning here on Absolute Radio. You can grab the podcast very shortly after the end of the show as well. And also you can grab John Richardson's podcast, who's doing very well on a Saturday. If you've not had a chance to listen to his show yet, give that a try as well. Very funny man. Steve, what have you got planned this week?
It's press week this for Madame Blanc. We're doing all that later on today and tomorrow. That's
so
fun.
Be seeing lots of you.
Yeah,
lovely stuff. I'm filming a new TV show, just a one-off over Christmas, called Have I Got Sports News For You? It's a new one that we're recording. See if it goes well. Who knows? Fingers crossed. It's made by the people who make Have I Got News For You. It's not Question of Sports, Steve.
No.
It's very different. There are questions of sport,
but it's
different.
Questions on sports, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's questions
not of
on sport.
Sport.
That's exactly right. And I think it's a very, we just must get that definition in.
Distinction, very different distinction. Yeah,
exactly. But you can have a little watch of that over Christmas as well on BBC One. Have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Hopefully I'll see you on the arena tour over the next week or so. But if not, same time next week here on Absolute Radio. Take care.